pious man explained to his followers, "It is evil to take lives and noble to save them. Each day I pledge to save 100 lives."
Will you raise your right hand, Mr. President, and repeat after me? I, George Walker Bush.
I, George Walker Bush.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
I drop my net in the lake and scoop out 100 fishes. I place the fishes on the bank where they flop and twirl. Don't be scared, I tell those fishes. I am saving you from drowning.
Fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
Listen to this, Jamie. These are shots being fired now in Baghdad. I want our viewers to listen in.
I want to go to a picture that's just coming into us from Al Jazeera television. That's on Rim 14 in the booth and is now on your screen. And this is the most recent explosion.
Huge amounts of huge amount of fire getting much, much closer. All the air defenses are opening up all around me at the moment. All around me. To the west, there are surface-to-air missiles arcing upwards. A large explosion. Huge. Wow.
Soon enough, the fishes grow calm and lie still. Yet sad to say, I'm always too late. The fishes expire.
Meanwhile, as the war enters its sixth year, estimates of the Iraqi death toll range between 80,000 and hundreds of thousands. An estimated 2 million people have been forced to leave Iraq. Another 2.5 million people are displaced within their own country.
And because it is evil to waste anything, I take those dead fishes to market, and I sell them for a good price. With the money I receive, I buy more nets so I can save more fishes.
Iran's actions threaten the security of nations everywhere. And that is why the United States is rallying friends and allies around the world to isolate the regime, to impose economic sanctions. We will confront this danger before it is too late.